Hello to Marco and Krishna.
Hi.
Hello.
This is gonna be a first film festival in Auroville, correct?
Yeah, it is the first film festival in Auroville, and it's based on Auroville image, let's say. Well, the idea came from because I love movies in general first, and because doing movies, using the camera, but not only the camera, even the mobile phone, it's a way to, it's a creative way to express ourselves. And but behind that, I mean, everybody's using images all over in the world now, and a lot in Auroville. But basically behind that, there is not a real culture of the image. So the idea is also to reflect on that, to see if we can create a kind of education on images and how to use that image.
How many entries came in so far?
About 100.
Or you divide them?
Mostly they divided experimental, documentary, or fiction, and the person who is submitting the movie can choose under which category they want to come under. Most of the people choose to describe their films as experimental.
So most of them come from Aurovillians or from guests?
You see, we're divided up into three categories. We have films about Auroville, which can be made by anybody, and these have the least number of entries, perhaps 10 entries or so. Then we have films made by Aurovillians or by guests who have filmed in Auroville, and we have maybe 70 or 80 films like this. And then we have films made by students of Auroville, and we have a few more of those.
So how many students or children actually did participate?
About 5 or 6 schools. Last School, New Era School, IKEAM School, Free Progress School, Deepanam School, the Learning Community. And each one, like the Learning Community, only had 4 students, but the others had 10, 8 to 10 students. So that makes it about 50 or 60 students. Full scale, full
blown, and strip it through the bone like a... This one is the first one. How is it going to be in the future? Are you planning for the next year or next 2 years?
Well, the idea is to have a festival every 2 years. That is the idea. So also because during these 2 years we have the time to, to make it better, most probably. This is the first one, so let's see how it will come. And also to progress in this idea of education. So we would like that this program become something that is a real program in the schools, and some of our teachers that did our workshops most probably is ready to pick up that as a tool to education tool inside of our school. So let's see, we are working on that.
So how many workshops were there in school? On all the schools or just some?
The workshops on the schools I listed out. Mm-hmm. And additionally, we had 3 workshops for adults. And in 2 of them, we trained people to teach in the schools. Mm. Yeah. And they're very excited and want to continue, in fact. And so we're looking forward to doing more workshops during school holidays, December, April, May, June, that time, again for students. And also, what we find exciting would be the possibility of schools being able to take it up as, doing a course in filmmaking and going on. We can provide all the support necessary, including a camera right now.
How about the events around the festival? Are you preparing any roundtables or workshops in the time of the festival between 23rd and to 27th?
We're still planning out what the events surrounding the festival will be, but we would like to approach other people in Auroville, like maybe somebody who will organize some exciting food around the festival, or, approach musicians, and then there can be some interesting shows in between, and so on. So we want to make it an exciting place to be in that whole town hall area.
So the festival, it will be in town hall?
Cinema Paradiso, MMC, auditorium, and Bharat Nivas, and then maybe also certain other alternative venues which we're still looking at.
Should I go just to Cinema Paradiso and sit there all day, or how?
Still we are working on that, but in reality I think we can use both venues for different, let's say, programs. Most probably the schools will be only in Bharat Nivas, and we want to show some of the movies of the jury, because we have an external jury, three judges that are coming from, most probably all from Chennai, we don't know yet. And some of them are movies directors, so, or actress or actors. So we would like to show some of this movie and maybe to have also a discussion on cinema in general. I hope there will be also discussion on what we will see during the festival, because it's a focus on our film. This image that we will give during this festival could be interesting to analyze it and to see if it's the image that we like or not.
So what will happen with the movies afterward? Are you gonna publish them?
Well, we have few ideas. One of the ideas is to the winner, let's say, or the best, most of these movies, they will be shown definitely in Chennai and most probably in Delhi, and we hope in Calcutta. And we have an option probably in England. So it's something that can grow. We are working on that.
And for example, that I miss the festival, would I have a chance to see all the entries somewhere in the future?
No.
So I have to be there?
To be there.
But as far as I understood, there are going to be two locations, Bharat Nivas and Town Hall.
Yeah.
So on both of them, we'll be at the same time?
We are still working. We still have to see and to finalize all the program. So the program will be next week. We will decide in the program. We will publish the program in advance so everybody will be aware. And we hope to that you can see all. Let's see. We are working on that. Depends on the booking, depends on the spaces. So,
what is going to be the price?
Well, we don't know yet.
According to our rules and regulations, the prizes will be in the spirit of Aurobindo.
Thank you both.
Thank you very much.